Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Wonderful. Yes, you're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network, Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Tim Aldred, and good to be sitting in on this next edition. Okay, now, my friends, I imagine that you are listening to me, those of my listeners, and by now you probably start feeling my pain. We are so accustomed to life on our planet till it may by now causing us to think that the planet Earth is all there is interesting about the universe. But that's not true. And one of the saddest thing that I observe is the delinquent brain of the people. Now, I don't need to depress anybody's mind. However, we are not going to get away without being depressed for the way things are. Probably depressed more than you know. It's probably, you're probably scared more than you know. The state of civilization as for the whosoever know what civilization is, understand that things are bad, and we probably don't come to that level of consciousness, because all we care about is the economy and, you know, where we stand with cash. We don't concern about much of anything else. Because when you're sick, you go to the doctor and, you know, you get your healing. And we get accustomed to people go up in an airplane and they don't, did not come back down alive, right? We are accustomed to that. But there are things that we get accustomed to. We should not get accustomed to it. Because guess what? You don't bother to think about what the era of BC, what it's all about. We are not concerned about the solar calendar, which is what gives the civilized world its life of intelligence, thought, and the way of life. The solar calendar. We no longer live by that solar calendar, though the energies that it relate to it is still what people live by. So you're living by something and you don't care about the education we are to have to live the right way. Now, that's dangerous. I mean, as far as we're concerned. And the actual evil action and behavior that we are experiencing every day, that becomes normative because we don't know anything else that more than the madness that people conduct themselves in. We just think, well, that's the way life is. You know, the devil of the Bible. And that's not the reality at all. So, we think we just have a brain to live the way we are living. That's what I see. We don't remember when few people were civilized. Few people civilized living in the world. We don't think about when civilized people were not around on the planet. We don't think about when civilized people on the planet, how and by whom that type of existence came about. We don't care about what is civilized, period. We are detached, unhinged from that. Because something bad happened into the world. And the fact that it is even mentioned in the Bible you probably don't know. I come to realize the fact that we don't understand it, that make it all the more dangerous for us to be alive on the planet. Because we do not understand what words are for, except use it in a political sense and in other kind of a negative sense. We don't care about using words for equity and justice, but you hear the white people talk about equity and justice. Why are white people talking about equity and justice? And so much the more now white people find out that they need to talk about equity and justice, but do they know what civilization is? No, not white people. They don't know what civilization is. And for the African people, the ethnic people, Chinese, Indians, and the whole lock, stock, batch of us as ethnic people, what do we know about civilization? All of the ethnic people know that they are a hybrid creation? Of course not. To the point, a lot of us don't want to hear anything else but the name of Jesus. I grew up with that. I grew up with that. And guess what? When you don't know anything better than what you are taught, you have to find the best side to lay down on. You know? Because when you don't know any better, you just try to see, you know, what idea you can get to notice and have interest in. Because you don't know no better than that. You're not taught anything with purpose, purity. I live to be able to tell the story that I did not born and raised up among civilized people, including my parents. And therefore, about almost a dozen of us as children, we never know, and a lot of us still do not know what civilization is. So I feel kind of tired. I feel kind of, you know, like stressed out, want to sleep. But I have not been in the best, mood since morning. It's kind of a heavy and like kind of a nonsensical type of impression inside of me, because I know what I have been thinking. I know what state of mind I want to be in. But it's like I cannot compel my mind to think what I want it to think. And it's like, you know, a dark, dark night. And you have to go out and perform some chores you need to do, but the night is dark. So it's hard to get through that in the dark. Basically, I know what is in my mind, and the realization that I want to control me. However, I feel like, don't worry, because worrying is not going to get me what I want. So, you know, it's a hard thing to bear. That type of thinking. When my sense is telling me about spiritual enlightenment, great knowledge exists, but I am a earthling. And that with other things that I think about, the best thing I can do is to just, like you say, just put up with it. I have to put up with it and hope that a better experience will come. And the experience around me in the world to change. Because I look at futility of life, especially at the human frame. And look at the vanity of humanity. We are all vanity, and it is only one part of us that is most interesting, and that is the brain. And our desire and our purpose, you know, those things are, you know, if you can harness them and remain strong and, you know, get hinged to those element of thought. Because if you don't try to hold on to that, those energies in your mind, and just roll with the flow of that, it's not going to be nice at all to be even alive. Being alive is to you, my friend. I don't want to be alive and feel the way I was brought up. I do not. It's a good thing that I get to know a different dimension of thought. But now, there is something that says, explain that before you become so knowledgeable about existence and civilization, before, you know, you thought you were badly off, and, you know, it's like you're in mental darkness. It was not a good experience. However bad that was, it was not the worst. It was not the worst because you knew less. You knew less, and well, I don't think I should be going in this direction where I will come off saying that ignorance is bliss. You know, there may be the temptation to say that ignorance is bliss. You don't know. Anything can let anything happen. And I don't, you know, you have to, like, you know, see with me as someone who strives to get to the top of where I think I should be with my thinking. So sometimes, you know, I'll be thinking and I am under a challenge to think the right thing. And the only thing I can say, you know, I would like to stay away from error in my thinking. And by all means, aim at the right picture and the right thing, so that whenever I am saying anything about reality, I'm not turning anybody into a fool. Okay? So I'm saying that when we were at that state of so much ignorance, general ignorance, and the time came when we learned some good knowledge and feel good about those knowledge, right? There were the days of darkness and believing in what you don't know. Now you get some knowledge, you're thinking of things that remove you from that type of ignorance that was there. However, with wisdom, and partial wisdom at that, because if you were to get vast 100% of, say, a contextual knowledge where you can go very far with that. But with that, not amount of knowledge that you get, you're going to find yourself in a lot of mental pain and agony too, though you have all of that. Because based on what is happening around us in this age and time, civilization is here, but it's like a car parked up inside in the garage and nobody's driving it. If you understand what I just said, civilization is like a car, a nice new car you have, and it's parked in the garage and nobody is driving it because you hardly drive, you know, and you will not allow anybody to drive it until once in a blue moon you may drive it. But apart from that, the car should be driven. But there is some circumstances as to why you will not allow the car to be driven. All right. And that is maybe a simplistic way of describing what I am trying to portray, is that somebody has a piece of valuable thing. It can be of use to a lot of people, but you won't allow anybody to make it, the use of it, be available. You know, it's a broader sense than just talking about a car and why the car is not being used. But it may help me to, like, get a jump start with the idea. So, to get a good sense of what I mean about civilization is like a parked car. I'm going to tell you what, in this era, if you take up a dictionary and look for the word civilization, let's see, based on what I know in history and in dictionary, in Bible, you know, what civilization really means. Let's see what civilization really means. To understand what I am saying about when you have knowledge and know better and you're not making use of it. Even it goes another way as well. You would like to help someone to learn a better way to do something so that they don't get into so much trouble for not knowing. And the person has problems with, like, thinking things out and make things better, right? You see the problem and you'd like to help, but you're not allowed to help. All right. the reason why the person is not able to do anything about their situation is that they're having a mental problem. They, even if you bring some knowledge to the person, they cannot appreciate it. They don't have what thought, enough sense to put what you're saying to good use. And of course, it's not that you don't have the right knowledge to impart the knowledge to somebody. You do. But when you can't help somebody in that sense, what do? It's sad, right? Because when people are doing things wrong, they are interfering with the operation of other people, and they don't think so. So with those kind of a situation plentiful in this era that we're living in, too many things that you cannot remedy at all, and you're suffering because of that, because you're affected in some way too, but there's nothing you can do about it. Right. Well, so is when you don't know what civilization is. And that's the reason why I'm going to read the definitions to you and talk about it. And you probably then may see what I'm saying and may find that it is true. Now, the thing is going to be, what are you going to do about it when you see and that knowledge is achievable, but under the circumstance, people not going to reach it. They're just not going to reach it. All right. Civilization. I want you to give me the definition, okay? Definition of civilization. All right, I see something here on the computer for civilization. Church on my right, and I see words on my left. Okay, let me tell you what I see on my right. It's some pictures and the word civilization right on top of it and to the left side of it, right? So it's four pieces that comprise of a picture. And one is it's more like people like the Sumerians. And then on top of that, there is this Sphinx and the pyramid. And then to the right side, it seemed like a place where I see something like a wild dog, and I see something of like a place where foundation of a building, where there was a building. It looked like that to me. I'm not sure, but looked like some blocks, like a foundation that is left there. It not necessarily is, but it's something like from antiquity. And then there is a building below it. Look like maybe antiquity structure, architecture too. And some people riding horses, at least one horse. And, okay. And they said there are more images as well, but I will just leave that Then I see over to the left, there are some people, like three strata with people. And the two bottom stratas have people and cattle. And the top have only people on it. All right. So it's depicting antiquity, civilization. Now, let's go over to where the definition is. Civilization is a noun. It's a condition. You get what I'm saying? Was civilization here all the time? On Earth? No. It's, now, this is a serious lesson to learn. Because there was billions of years before any creature begin to roam the earth. So when did civilization came about? Since it's not cattle that makes civilization, cattle doesn't have anything at all to start civilization. Civilization never started by any cattle. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, if we don't know this basic idea or notion, do you think it carry the population of people into uncivilized life? Because civilization is something in human being, right? How did human being come to be civilized is something we supposed to know as well. So if we talking about civilization, we better have the general knowledge. And don't go off from general civilization to some contextual use of the word civilization. We talking about the general civilization that give rise to many other sub context of civilization. So we want to talk about the general civilization where one time, millions of years ago, there were no civilization. So it says the stage of human social and cultural development and organization that is considered most advanced. When I say most advanced, what do you mean? You know, that is taking it off into where you can have a misrepresentation of what the general civilization is. So out in the big world that we call human civilization, we must be careful that we are talking the cognitive sobriety. We got to be sober in mind when we are talking about civilization and when we are talking about human being, because this is a mad world right now. Most people, I would say, yeah, I think it is fair to say, most people in the world are not civilized from the one general perspective of civility. We want to talk about the general meaning of civilization, so that we don't take it anywhere else. When we say human being, we don't take human being anywhere else. Because remember this, both civilization and human being, the same substance, because the both words are noun. I learned early, one thing I learned when I was growing up, if I didn't learn many things, this is one of the things that I did learn, that human being is a name of a creature, right? And it doesn't walk and talk. You're not talking about an object that walk and talk. Talking about an object that it may be somebody. You see that guy who, like, I would say the world's greatest diver or swimmer. He doesn't have legs. He doesn't have hands. But that don't stop that guy from being civilized, though. Right? And as far as I know, civilization is the name of something, but this is an intangible thing. Civilization is an intangible thing. And so is human is also an intangible thing. However, what creates the tangible part of us is the context that relates to the spirit inside of you and your physical body by which you make manifestation. So your manifestation don't have to be civilized. But the only way you're going to be civilized is by bringing the intangible part of you to the tangible part of you. You are civilized, human being, by your spirit and your body, which is the tangible and intangible part that makes you an individual, a civilized individual. So it means that you have to be a quality energy to equal human being. Because the animals out there have a spirit inside of them too that make them live. And they have a fleshy body too. But they're not civilized. Now, I'm making this as broad as ever and clear as crystal that everybody can understand. That when I say not many people in the world right now are civilized, you don't think that, oh, I'm wacky. You know, this may be the first time you hear somebody explain what civilization is. Once you get the general idea, you can go away and talk about civilization in many other way. It's up to you to keep whatever you're talking about civil is, keep it where it's at. All right. So the civilization that I am talking about on planet Earth that was never here before, but somewhere along the line, civilization came. Let's talk about some life form that came on Earth before civilization and examine what do we probably, let's say, what we call people then. We call cattle cattle, right? We don't call cattle people. And for example, let's cut it as close as it can. We can do it. The first being today we call human is ape, primates, or monkeys, because a number of ape, they call it different species of ape, exist. However, we are given just one species of the ape clan. Only one is compared as against human being. So we have human being from a species that is the only species civilized. You know that? Yeah, in the World History textbook, Glencoe, National Geographic. I read it all the time. So that's how defined this knowledge is. And I tell you what, if you ignore the knowledge that I am explaining now, that I think, you know, I mean, a lot of people could explain it better than me, but I'm not going to come up wrong. I mean, somebody can be more efficient and well-spoken than me, of course. But my interest is the way I can say it, I'm trying to say it. That at the end of it, you will know whether or not you want to agree, but I'm coming out of the World History textbook, and there is no way on earth you can prove that I am not talking what the history says. Okay? All right. So I'm telling you that there was a time no civilization on earth. And that followed well 100% in what the history book says. There were no civilization on earth. And the first closest creature that look like human being is the hominid, the primate, right? So this hominid, if they have any other form of apes out there, did they come from the same background of taxonomic energy? You know, and they could be calling the many subgroup that come from the ape. You know, different subgroup, I mean, you know, different in different ways, but they are coming from, you know, like cats are cats, and you have different type of cats and stuff like that. But are they compatible? You know what I mean? If they are not compatible in blood, DNA, then you cannot label them to come from the same species. So you would have an original that is different, you know, which means it didn't start from one specimen, you see. So I have to stay clear of that and just deal with the one where we have a classified original parent hominid, O-M-I-N-I-D, right? In the World History textbook, that's what is presented. So nobody can tell fact that several species of ape in the hominid race. You can't make different. You can talk about from that hominid, you can only have subgroups that relate to the hominid. You get what I'm saying? So if you have there is a subgroup to the hominid called Homo erectus. And I don't see any more recorded into the World History textbook that I have here. Who's authority to say there are other species, original species? Because this species got to be original from wherever the molecules begin to form. You see what I mean? Now, type of a classification that I am speaking of when it comes to civilization. We know that this hominid is mute. It doesn't speak a language. It never developed to nothing like that. Okay? I'm talking about anybody can read that in the World History textbook and see. The science is, you know, is written, these factual, well-researched thing, and put it in the World History textbook. Why is it called World History textbook? It's an authority. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you is human is not ape. And I assure you, if you take up the World History textbook, you're not going to find what I say in there. You're not going to see human is human and ape is ape. You're going to see that these sodomite white people is trying to make ape human, because human come from one species, and they are saying they come from the human species, and you can have it both ways. You just can't have it both ways. And so, don't stretch it out. Civilization is a stage of human, but remember, civilization, human being, did not just create out of molecules and become civilized. That did not happen. Human, from the start, is sapient. Human is sapient. And what causes human to take on a different classification, human being, hybrid human being? Well, you know, I mean, for you to be a hybrid human being? Well, you could be human being and you're not hybrid, because the Neanderthal was human, but they were not hybrid human. They didn't talk. The hybrid talked because of being hybrid. Now, white people and all the church that they put up and stuff like that, they do not recognize human being as the only civilized being in humankind. The species that human come from is sapien. He don't come from hominid. Now, this is the problem that we're having here. This is the problem that we're having here. Some these hominid subgroup branch off and go interbreed with sapien. Okay? Original. Stay original. Right? Because nobody is going to thief other people's goods and just call it theirs. No. And if anybody wants to go astray out of is the original authority of something, you can't just go and make it something else. You know, you can, because you don't ordain the patent for the original. You do not. So it means if you steal something, you know, run go with it wherever you have to go with it. But don't come up here and talk about you are a part of this because you go steal and you are a part of that. It don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. So when we talk about civilization, my friend, it has to do with the original and how civilization come about. And like I said, it's not the clothes you wear. It's not the house that you build. It's not the jewel that you wear. None of those things don't make you civilized. It's your blood. It is your blood, originally. Not what somebody messed you up with. The original. Okay? So, the first human being is an hybrid. A mixture of blood. It's called the mixed ones. And that's what I want to talk to you about. That civilization, when it comes to, you have the gods, the Elohim that you read about in the Bible. Read about in the Bible, yes. But remember, it's not the Bible that first talk about the Elohim. It is prehistory. And the idea of reading the Bible to get what the Bible say and believe it is not the way to go about the civilization of the immortal gods. They come from a different planet. But sure enough, we have evidence that they've been on Earth 450,000 years into Africa. And on a mission here for gold that they successfully did and do a lot of things on Earth and go back to their country where they come from. A whole lot of trafficking of gold and things go back and forth because when they created mankind, they were trafficking a lot of things to support the human being here on planet Earth. So, whereas we have found ourselves in a situation where we really don't know what civilization is. because it only go in the way that I explained it from the World History textbook. White people don't come from a species of human being. They do not. They do not. And I just pray the gods cripple them and get them out of the way. You see what I mean? Because they look like human. They talk like human. They do a few things, important things, that's not like human, right? But they spent their entire life trying to look like human beings, talk like them. Well, they talk, yeah, they do a good job at talking like us. And good for them, not for us, that they talk, they look like us. However, they will never be civilized because they don't have the blood to make them civilized. If they have some of our blood, that don't make them civilized. You know, if they do a few things because they have our blood, that doesn't make them civilized. Just like they are hominid and we are human hybrid, it stays that way. We have laws and rule under kingship. They don't know nothing about that. When they seek to remove our way of life, don't care about our laws. These homosexuals, they are mad. They are crazy. And whereas we get their blood, see, we over here still struggling with mental retardation because of them. But we don't go over there, Europe, and try to beg them anything or cry to them for anything. We don't do that. Well, what do they do with us? You don't see we trying to look like them or talk like them. But what do they do to us? Try if it look like us, try if it talk like us, try if it do everything like us, and ultimately they feel like they are such close replica of us that they are to get rid of us. Point is, we don't know white people no good. We don't know white people do everything to be like us. They kill us. They kill us. Right? So that's what I want to bring to your attention. White people are in no way civilized. They want to get rid of us and take over our species name, sapien. They're calling us Homo sapiens. Who make up what they call genus? It is them. How can these primates that never talk for 3.5 million years, they decide that they're going to take up classification of the African people, make the African people whatever they want? Now, you see the danger? We don't go and mess up with them, but they, I mean, past just ordinarily messing up our way of life. The problem is we don't know, because their blood is acting upon our brain in such a negative way. We don't know to defend ourselves. We have government. They behave like we never have no government. You hear me? And they behave like, oh, everywhere we settle down, it's their country. Everywhere. Now, can you say we are the only one who is affected mentally by bad blood? Because our blood was not bad. It get them babies talking babies, and it get them voice to talk, and it get them civilized ability to learn things that they never could learn. They belong to the Darwin theory kind of a idea, right? To the fact now, they want to turn all of us like them. That's what they want. We don't go, no, seek for them anything. But you see, all the kind of stuff these white people are doing to us, make phony law and say their law is what we must follow. Now listen to me. These people, you know, they pick up our character. Write a Bible, talk about Abraham, Moses, and all this kind of stuff. Whereas, if we did not lose our minds, these things would not be happening to us. They change everything, the calendar. What have they not changed? They try to destroy the Sphinx. No? They try to destroy the Sphinx that's been there for thousands of years. They try to destroy. No, ultimately, they are trying hard to destroy us because they destroy our sapien Neanderthals. It's not their species, it's ours. But they kill them after they interbreed up with them and look like human and not like monkey anymore. Now, I don't know if you get what I mean by being civilized. We were created civilized by the gods that create us. These white people, they don't care whether we live or die now because they kill as many as they can. And now they are conducting what is called a Anadamani government. And that they don't care about us to where they don't think we should administrate our own government. These sodomite people don't think so. And even though they are despicable, fucking each other's asshole, we don't come from there, so they don't think that it is unjust for them to do it to us. But they are going the contrary, in the contrary way. In that they are making every effort to make us fuck each other's asshole. That's what these white people are doing. So if you ask them now, they probably say, oh no, that's not what we're doing. So really, really, are we that sick that we don't know that's what they're doing with the Bible? No Jesus, no in there? And so, yesterday, I did a show. And I was talking about kingship government and stuff like that. These faggot white people shut my mic. So it's going up about 30 of my shows that I talk and talk our business. We don't go over there and trouble them. But they decide they are going to take over control of African people because we don't have no sense. The sense that they poison us. We are created civilized humans, but they make sure that they beat us up, that we know we don't behave like we are. Okay? And you read all them things in the Bible that we believe today is because our brain is gone. Why we are in church. Okay? But let me tell you something. You know, it's two times in my life I feel okay. And it's when I am in the mode of avenging what these sodomite fucking asshole people do to us. Now, I cannot be concerned with those of us who seem like we are damaged beyond repair. When I go to sleep, I feel all right. And when I am talking the truth, to blast these white people out of, blast them out of our space. The words that dig deep down into what they do and behave like they don't know what they do. Thing is fierce. And we are not able to tell them, no, you need to go back where you come from. We have not been able to do that. Neither, you know, the greatest of who we have. Africa give us to them as slaves, right? Yes. And what did they do to us? Lynch us, kill us, and until this day, Africa says nothing. Africa is getting billions of dollars from them every year. They give them our military, give them the dress code and everything, give them the name of the king, Roman. And here we are today, we don't have anyone to defend us because we are out of the way. And whose fault that we are sick mentally? It's our fault. Because I haven't read anything that says the gods were negligent. Like the God of the Bible. Make Adam and Eve, and them never know that Adam and Eve was going to turn and rebel against them. Long before they learn anything for themselves, they turn upon God. You think that makes sense? You think that makes sense? That the Bible, what these fucking ass white people come and raise up church that never exists under the BC era. We are now under them, under this fucking nonsense about AD and Adam and Eve. That don't, the thing about that gripes really, really hard is that no Jesus ever exists anywhere at all on planet Earth. Neither is there God that they said begot a son named Jesus. It never happened. Never happened. But they cut my mic off because they claim that America is theirs. Now, my friends, what do I want? I want the plague that the gods able to send and descend upon them. No excuses. I like to see that day. Because if you say you're going to miss white people, I would ask you, for what are you still don't understand it. Why would you miss white people? We don't go to Europe and bother them for anything. Why are they telling us now? They want us to fuck each other's assholes. That's what they are about. Or else they would gone back with whatever wealth they come for and go back. But they're not going back anywhere. They want everybody to fuck us here. And you may say, well, Tim, come on. You're getting off. How can I be getting off anything that you should feel like I'm going too far? Don't Obama make law to marry two fucking ass people? And doesn't history says we are a culture that follow the same pattern of life? Sexuality among all of the ethnic group people, whether it be Chinese, Indian, and stuff like that, would not destroy the other's brain. if they reproduce it there. It would never, it would never hurt their brain like we are hurting now from being stupid and idiots because of their faggot poisonous blood. You see what I mean? Now, if we cannot come to our senses to understand that and understand that, look, almost every African person brain has HEB, and where we are like using 10% of our brain. And they are giggy in there. They only care about Trump now and what document Trump take away. And Trump will tell them, say, hey, I have a right to rule whether or not the other man did win the election, because none of it is blinking any valid government. Trump know that. So all they're talking, white people dragging African idiots that they poison their brain. All of them now saying, yeah, you know, the Constitution say. What Constitution say what? African people are right on with them. Because like I tell you, 100,000 years ago, it is their bad blood serum that they put into our people. That's why today Africa give them free, government rule and kingship. They don't remember that the Elohim came and rule on this earth, and we have succession to rule. When we are now the last to rule kingship, and it is civilly documented, we were created under law, the government of kingship. Today, you probably never heard about it. Well, I didn't know about it myself until I read about it. And I understand what government jurisdiction is long before they could talk, because they just start talking, 100,000 years ago, and learn to speak. And then by the time come on down to this 100,000 years now, they are talking and doing all these kind of stuff that they're doing to challenge us and to drive us out of our position. They're taking away every single thing that we have, a civilized product. But I'm telling you, I have reason to expect the annihilation of white people completely, because the God didn't want them around to begin with and didn't want any of us African people that cannot conform to civilization. They don't want none of us either. You see, and is a lot of them sodomites, and some of our people were killed in the flood, in the deluge, okay? And the gods don't want no part of these white people, because they are Jesus people that lie about everything that is civilized. They make up everything that is a lie. I feel so bad about this whole thing, that I want to see so much the power of the gods does something that I say of a true, the gods have long suffering and patience to allow some of us to regain our consciousness. I know I have talked to African people like myself. And I realize that the brain is gone. Yeah. I have to be careful about the way I talk to them. I have a near cousin of mine. He's a preacher. And I have been having an experience with him. He's a preacher, right? And I'm telling you, he's a sincere person. But if you don't know that what white people do to us 100,000 years ago with their bad blood disease, serum, if you don't know, I have the evidence of myself and everybody else that I look at and know about. Like I say, we're probably using 10% of our brain. Because how mentally blind are we to read the Bible? All these palpable lies don't exist. And it is shameful that we allow these white people to go all over the world and scoop up everything that we have. And every institution, every building and stuff like construction you see out there, yeah, you see how wealthy they are? And they take over education from they do the sexual poisoning of our brain. They take over every known establishment that do good for us. They take them over. And what they do with the education institution? You don't know that they're trying to teach our generation coming up who are going to get a little academic education, they're trying to teach them to fuck us all. If you don't know that, now, why would you be holding on to Jesus? I mean, like Jesus died for your sin and all that kind of stuff, and you don't know that this whole thing that they make up, they're not supposed to be writing about us, period. But they do, and who, which of us say anything about it? This is too overwhelming that we are reading lies in the Bible that we believe is true. And I used to believe it's true too. Right? What these people have out there as institution, it's not for us. You see? Because they're smart enough to diversify the with all kind of corrupt stuff. But once we are not understanding, they are able to do the diversification of different things and make it seem like it's a good thing you get this. You know, they put what is over there for you and what is over there and stuff like that. And we think, oh, that's the only way we can survive. That's what our brain is telling us. But in every institution that these white people set up, it's corruption, and leading us to degradation. Yeah. And call themselves the Holy One, the Vicar of Christ. And we think Christ really died for us, right? So when the Pope says he's the Vicar of Christ. No, you don't see that the Pope, the screw little pygmy and stuff like that, them. And you don't see. You don't see on our side, we are walking with our heads down. And they, as it were, they're walking with their heads up. And you don't know that the entire Roman Catholic priesthood is homosexual. They're gay. Every one of them. And yet still, we don't see, we don't understand how much of the money that belongs to us they are using to pay for the priesthood violation of kids fucking these children in every kind of way. You know? And a whole bunch of other things that they are doing that I'm not even mentioning. But I'm dealing with the, you know, that we should be seeing, and we're not seeing it. We're going to church. And you can see there was no church in the foregone world, B.C. And when I'm talking about the Pope is asking a monk to write A.D. Anno Domini, because it's supposed to serve for Easter and all that kind of. Easter is not anything civilized. But anything will work for these honest fucking white people. You see, they are worse than us. Really? They are worse than us in a certain way. But they don't have any civility to gain, no more than what they have. But they cannot fit in our shoes. We need to clean up ourselves and be back taking care of ourselves instead of we are divided against each other. Because they said that's what Jesus would do, divide us up and make contention among us, right? And all the lies of Jesus, that he's waiting until he go to heaven. He converts St. Paul. I mean, push him off his horse and blind him for 3 days, starve him for 3 days, right? All those things are nonsense. And you think, say, oh, according to the Bible, your mind must be unnatural, you know, and to the natural mind, the truth in the Bible is foolishness to us. You want to tell me I learned to read better? And I'm seeing these lies in the Bible, and they want to tell me in Christianity that I can't understand the things of God because they are spiritually discerned, they say. In 1 Corinthians 2, you see, and you read on to the 13 and 14 verses. And they're telling you that when your mind is natural, you don't understand the truth in the Bible. Oh, gosh, you didn't see that, right? They tell you that wise men saw a star and follow it to go see the baby and give gold, frankincense, and myrrh. All those things don't exist. We are reading and don't know what we're reading. You can't tell me that I'm not reading good enough to know those things are, you know, I mean, falsehood, 100%. And you don't see it as the organization of these demonic white people. You know, some of them you may think, they look sober, they this and that and so. Listen, they are here because they are taught to do evil. In a manner, it looks like they are doing good. What are they doing in America to begin with? They come into the bulk of who say they are pilgrim and Puritans. And their objective is, with Christianity, and tell us all the Adam and Eve story and stuff like that, and bring us into the church. And remember, they started to kill our ancestors to go into the church. It's written down today. That's what they did. And right now, it's just the more they get more knowledgeable, is the more they know to be cunning and keep us down into the dust. You don't look on their little nice pretty faces or not like that and be concerned about they have family and stuff. No, their family is supposed to be in Europe. Now, wherever we African people go, it's our place. Anywhere out of Europe is ours. They belong in Europe. You see what I mean? We don't care about their what they call law. They're not supposed to be here under no law. More we'll talk about they are governing us. Kinasi stop. About constitution. No, that's consumption. That's what the constitution is. You know, an article of consumption. Because we don't really get much of anything. They just keep us from dying. All the trillion and trillions of dollars that they take and squander it all over the place, I go up to the moon, I go up to Mars, and whatnot. That's right. So it's very good for them to get shot down up there. They can't go up there and do anything now. You see what I mean? They cannot go back up on Mars go do anything. All the nonsense them that they may now and then say. But no, but they and Russia was working on a plan to put a space thing up there. They can't go. They cannot go anymore. Remember they say it was only us alone in the world on planet Earth? It proven now that they were lying. They knew it wasn't so, but they want to keep us idiots. Tell us all the lies. We're not under their government, but we believe so. We don't know better. June.
Wait a minute. It used to be, wait a minute. I had some. Let's see. I am trying to find me a tune here. Let's see. Okay, Aquarius. Is that Aquarius? Yes. All right, let's go with Aquarius.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I have never seen anything in my lifetime like that, what I'm talking about here. Where a sodomite group of people decide that they're going to, like, take over the civilized world. It's the worst thing that my mind ever encountered. I see some little miniature stuff like that, but not raised to this dimension where you have these honest fucking nasty white people getting our wealth in their hand because they first fuck our people with their bad blood and, you know, destroy our brain, and they are now manipulating us. Look, if we don't have some way of learning the truth, these sodomite people will succeed in totally destroy all of us. Because as it is right now, why am I talking about it? And it seemed like, okay, I mean, there's hardly anybody on my side who cares about what I'm saying. And they feel like, okay, they have the world in their hands. Although America becomes the worst criminal country, we don't see anything happen because our brain is not seeing anything that's wrong. But we rather accept the church as the Lord way for us to live, to get rid of, you know, our sin and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Not one jot or one tittle go like that. It is the reversal. These white people don't want anything to happen than for us to be destroyed, and they go on living their sodomy in all the grandeur that we possess. Yes. So it takes something we are concerned about in all of this for us to get rid of this old corruption, you know. The consumption that is spoken of, they are supposed to get the consumption. But you see, they mingle themselves with us so that, you know, like the COVID, you know, 19, anything they do, it's not just them going to get it. They're going to make us get it too. You see what I mean? So, there's no way we are going to get free from this stuff that these white people are doing, because we don't have enough sense to know that they're wrong. They're not supposed to be among us. If they had any love or respect, they wouldn't be here and contaminating our lives and be in, you know, put us in danger for what they do. We must revere them that, oh, they have the power and we have nothing. That's not true. That's not true. Look, I can tell you that if you ever think about your digestive system, think about your digestive system. Think about your digestive system. Your stomach. Your rectum. And they are making license. They're giving you a law to marry, like a man and a woman. And you don't think anything wrong. You think that's the way the world was set up for us to live in. It all happened 100,000 years ago. And they know what they have done. But they don't have any place else going. They were not made hybrid with the mixture of God. It's we they fuck and get some of our blood while they're talking. And look like us. And kill off the Neanderthals. And now talking all kind of a whole bunch of nonsense that come from some, you know, whatever they want to make up and talk about what they found, discover. And would they quote the world history textbook? No. And that's the official knowledge there. Instead, they are piling up all kind of a cockroach nonsense for us to keep on just, you know, praising Jesus. And Jesus is nothing more than a character that sodomite white people make up as a story. And only if we should even make mistake and start reading the World History textbook, we probably would have found out that these rectum fuckers don't belong where we are. And the history tells us that. Right? Even this World History textbook tells us that. Our prehistory speaks of us and our creators and our creation. And we rule the world by kings. Where these white people are coming from, do you know? You don't know. You don't know. Because they turn you idiot that you will never know. We just need to realize and make all the disaster come down on them, anywhere they are. But if we do nothing, they will stay put, planted among us. You see what I mean? You don't look and see that we don't do anything to these people. We don't follow them. We don't beg them nothing. But they come now and say they own, you know, they own everything. Well, you know, if it is my tongue alone, it's going to do the damage. Because these fucking asshole white people, they convince us that, oh, they are the great one on earth. And none of that is true, right? I don't feel good about that. I cannot feel good about that. I pray the gods to help us. No curse. Eve and Adam. Those things are not true. At least. It's not what the Bible says. I read the Bible thorough enough when I begin to search to find what it is all about. And it is for sure, my friends, that ain't no God that is perfect make a Adam and Eve, and long before they even know what's between their legs. The creation story doesn't say nothing like that. That God made them and then they turn around and they disobey God. It's not. That context is just wrong. And why white people make it their business to be writing about us? They are evolution products. Okay, so how far can we go and be right in this direction that they are writing about us, lie about us, and we don't know it. Right. And why that happened? It is because something went wrong 100,000 years ago. And now we don't qualify mentally to say anything about what they write. Neither does Africa care, because all of us brain are disfigured because of them. Now, let's dig them out of where they are hiding. That's what we're supposed to do. And then they will be in hell right then. They won't have time to talk about they are here and talk about America is theirs. But right now, with us able to do nothing, they will go along and do what they're doing. Well, you know, I'm going to tell the truth, right? And it's up to you all. If you are disabled or you just can't be bothered, I am not going to be in that group of people where you're going to go to church, because I'm seeing better. Is it in Jesus in the year of our Lord and all that kind of thing? There, those things are not true. But I have to be in sympathy with people who are not able to reach to understand. You know what I mean? But you are not even at the point where you need help to say, well, then go get a study into this thing and find out. No, you're not there. You prejudice against anything that comes up against Jesus. You can't even see that these people were invading our place. Everywhere we were, they come there and talk about we belong to them. And then write all these old bunch of monkey stories, and then we cannot tell the difference. You know, it's kind of bad. It's very bad. It's, you know, outrageous, and it passes, you know, ordinary things. And so, all I can do is tell you, there was no curse in a Eve and Adam in a garden. There is a story, but that's not what these faggots are writing. They're not telling you the truth because they want you right where you are. You know, see, that they really kill us? You can see that? You think that notwithstanding, Christianity is true. God is true. Not the God and the Jesus that they're talking about. That's not true. They're talking about faggot way of life. Jesus of 12 disciples. You know, see, they put those kind of stuff for us to take and find a clue as to what white people are doing. I try to help yourself to look at things and see, you know, if you can find fault, real fault, instead of there with them, I go to church and Jesus paid it all to in my whole, you know, and Jesus' blood and all them, and righteousness. There is nothing in it, my friend. And you just need to read and find reason for your creation and the way you should live your life. Europe, Jesus, God, gay fiction. Stop believing it. Look for knowledge that you can tell the difference between and this. Now, A and it repented the Lord. You think that God where you're worshiping is a sober and perfect God? Well, just consider what God has done in the Bible. You'll read it in the Bible. Because you must have read it in the Bible over and over and don't think nothing of it. But Listen. It is difficult to think that the Bible is lying, but words don't lie. And consider the hands that is handling the Bible on your thinking mind. And it repented the Lord. If we begin with the omniscience and omnipotence of God as our postulate, as our to late everything upon earth must be predestined and immutably foreordained, we think that God is perfect and he has omniscience and omnipotence of God. We accept that God is all of that. As we postulate, everything upon earth must be predestined and immutably foreordained. Right? That's the way we look at God, right? But don't forget, God repented that he make man with his perfect self, right? And turn around, the Bible is going to tell you he loves some of us and some of us he doesn't love. Bible is going to tell you that going to tell you that Jesus and God plan to create Adam and Eve. And they are perfect. Two of them perfect. And they didn't discuss anything beside God said they were good. He created them and they were good. That's what he said. And beside that, how many places in the Bible say that God is perfect? You don't know when something is perfect from when it's not? That perfect should mean at least, well, in no way you should accept any error on the part of God. God is perfect. In every definition, that means perfect. God cannot break none of them. What is the reason God would have to break his perfect covenant to everything? He's perfect in everything. But no. I mean, the most nasty thing that you see God walk back on is word. Then you can't give that a pass. Because too many things in the Bible is on the wrong side, not on the right side. Too many. And the white people, them getting a pass for that. Back in Jamaica, the amount of evangelization that they come and have out of Jamaica and stuff like that to convert us to Christianity. It is the faggot white people, them. It's them. Today, there's hardly any of our people that want to hear anything except the name of Jesus. Come on, friends. If we start with man's free will, everything will depend upon human choice and action, your free will. Everything is based upon your choice because God give you free will. Now, God don't do nothing wrong with free will. You know, God is perfect. He doesn't go wrong with free will. If he make us perfect, we can't go wrong with our free will. We'll have a lot of conscience that is provided within us. Just like you have an hormone called, well, esotex, I forget what the name of it now, but this hormone inside of us make you very kind, very understanding, right? There is just no way a God that knows to make all things decide that he's going to make man a flesh most of all. And there are places in the Bible that really put flesh in its place, that you don't trust flesh, so God won't trust men to use their free will. When he knows that your flesh is weak at any given time, you don't know what you're thinking. God knew that, right? And yet still, here is what we are preaching to each other about, you know, you must repent. And God is to repent because he's the one who let us down. We didn't let God down. You see? And you listen to these Anansi story that white people are right and make up a church. You don't realize that church is not a religion. Church is not a religion. It's church. Religion is the way of civilized life. It's hard to plead with people this much and they will never see anything. That is true. Because they will not be able to read properly enough to see the difference. Even if they have university education, they can do a lot of significant things, but when it comes to spiritually, see a lie in a Bible, you will not see it. And it is there. Not one, not two, not three, not four. Both these sides must be true, though our mental powers are too limited to combine them. In Holy Scripture, the latter view is kept more prominently in the foreground, because upon it depends human responsibility. Thus, here, the overwhelming of mankind by a flood and the subsequent abbreviation of life is set before our eyes and painful to the deity. And contrary to his goodwill towards men, but as necessitated by the extreme depravity of even the chosen Seti race. I don't know what that Seti race. It goes on to say, at B, when Christians say God is omniscient. They mean that God knows all things. Did he? Does God know all things based on what we see Bible outcome is? I mean, he shouldn't put men on their own free will, because he could see that they couldn't keep it. They couldn't keep to what he wants, you know, because he know their failure and their weakness, and cause the entire world to get lost in evil. No, that is not history at all. That is what white people sodomite is writing. Past, present, and future. God is the source of all knowledge. God also knows all the potentialities of any situation. God knows even person's thoughts, even before they think it. So imagine that. You think of that. No, my friends. You know, if we continue to think foolishness, well, we're going to die and inherit foolishness. Now, let's go on to a bit of our history from the civilized gods in South Africa. And you can get the link by Michael Tellinger that I have here to give away to anybody who wants it. It's a lot of education. I mean, you know, well-grounded knowledge that we are to have, all right? So anytime, come in and I'll give you this link. All right, let's read this, a few paragraphs of what these scientists tell us about what happened in South Africa. A rich and diverse history. When explorers first encountered these ruins, they assumed that they were cattle corrals made of nomadic tribes like the Bantu people. As they moved south and settled the land from around the 13th century, there was no previous historical record of any older civilization capable of building such a densely populated community. So where they come from? You see what I mean? You know, all these things, if we read and know them, it will help us to understand what we are supposed to think and what we are supposed to do. Little effort was made to investigate the site because the scope of the ruin was not fully known. Over the past 20 years, people like Cyril Harnick, Richard Wade, Johan Aney, and the handful of others have discovered that these stone structures are not what they seem to be. In fact, these are now believed to be the ruins of ancient temples and astronomical observatories of lost ancient civilizations, the gods from above, many of them. to mine gold for their purpose back home. Yes. So it goes on to say, he says, observatories of lost ancient civilizations that stretch back for many thousands of years. These circular ruins are spread over a huge area. They can only truly be appreciated from the air or through modern satellite images. Many of them have almost completely eroded or have been covered by the movement of soil from farming and the weather. Some have survived well enough to reveal their great size. See above. With some original walls standing almost 5 feet high and even a meter wide in places. Looking at the entire metropolis, it becomes obvious that this was a well-planned community developed by a highly evolved civilization. The number of ancient gold mines suggests the reason for the community being in this location. We find roads, some extending 100 miles, that connected the community and terrace agriculture closely resembling those found in the Inca settlements in Peru. But one question begs for an answer. How could this be achieved by humans 200,000 years ago? And my friends, I leave this with you, and I hope that you will make the best of what is, you know, is brought to your attention today. Take good care, and may the good Lord bless and keep your soul. Thank you.
God above, we're gonna Jesus praise. Jesus praise. Jesus praise the boy and girl. Jesus praise the bumpy.
You're running.
education. You want to make us the fools.
Well,
hatred's a reward for our love. Telling us of the God above. We're gonna chase those crazy. Chase those crazy. Chase those crazy ballhead. Chase those crazy bumpy. Chase those crazy ballhead.
Aquarius. Darwinis. What? D-A-R-W-I-N-S, Darwin's. D-A-R-W-I-N-S, okay. This assures only certified minds with no Darwin's theory. Mixing. Theory peer. Yes. Directly. The farm.